Episode 2.9, Hot Lips. Well, I guess I was wrong about Ash. She knew what to do. Hept. Now I really feel like a Hedwyn, or whatever you call them. Sorry to doubt you, madam. Okay, now to find Audie's missing cube. Well, this task seems easy. A little too easy, actually. Just follow the dotted lines. Yeah. Who knew all those connected dots I did as a kid would pay off? Seriously, though, where is the cube, and how did it get so far away from its owner, Audie? This is suspect. Say this is legit, and I find the cube. What happens next? I absorb the cube, and what, Ash kills me? Takes my energy? What happens if I win that fight? I have to fight the Zougarou? Seems like I'm pretty trapped to me. Am I even doing the right thing? Oh well, only time will tell, I suppose. Until then, let's find that missing piece. Following the map in my vision, we arrive at a strange planet. A tiny speck in the solar system, orbiting a dying red star. The planet's so small, one would miss it if not looking for it. As we orbit the Cerise planet, I watch the ground for an indicator from the Innerj. Finally, a spot on the ground pulses with a radiant light.
There it is, Ben.
I pass over the spot.
We're coming in too fast.
He rushes to the front of the ship.
I don't see it. So you're on your own, Audio.
No, I don't like that nickname, Ben.
I circle and hover around where I thought I saw the indicator of the Innerj. The planet is so small it takes mere minutes to circle the circumference.
I can't find the blip of the Innerj. I'll have to take off on foot.
Okay, Doc.
Ben programs the ship to land.
You can call me Doc. I like that nickname.
I smile as we exit the ship.
Of course you like that one.
He follows me to the ground, still mocking me about Jack.
Jack came up with it himself, you know. So original. You know you're just named after another dead medic, right?
I don't see why you're jealous of Jack, Ben. He was in love with Abby. You're in love with Ash. I'm Audie. I'm neither of them. You and I, we are in a business relationship. So let's get back to business and keep our feelings out of this.
Oh.
Ben thinks for a second.
For the record, I'm not jealous of Jack because I no longer feel that way about Ash. Abby held the majority of the Innerj, and I almost fell for her that little bit of time that I knew her. The Innerj is a strong imprint of Ash's life on Abby's personality. She acts like the younger Ash, the one I loved. My relationship with Ash was fun, but that was the past. And you're right, Audie, I'm sorry. You're not Ash or Abby. It's just,
He almost looks like he's going to cry.
She wasn't herself at the apartment, and I'm a little worried about her.
Oh, wow, Benny.
I rub his arm. Ash really hurt you, and I'm sorry. He smiles.
Thanks, I needed that.
He grabs me up in a manly hug, punctuated by a thumping friendly pat on the back. The only way to end this madness is to find the cube. I remind him.
Well, then you'd better get to finding the cube there, Audio. I mean, Doc.
He hands me a shovel.
I can't see the beacon, so get to digging.
He grins, knowing he's off the hook. I flip him off and begin the search toward the horizon, in the direction I think I saw the beacon. Unfortunately, the distance from the air didn't seem so far. However, I have a long walk ahead of me. The boring landscape of the tiny planet reminds me of the footage I saw from Mars. A sandy horizon peppered with rocks and craters. A small dust storm picks up in front of me, blanketing the atmosphere in a cloud. I cover my face in my shirt and squint my way through the blowing dust. Not far away, a lighted speck appears.
It's the beacon!
I sprint in the direction of the dot. As I close in, the dot comes into focus. It appears as if someone's holding it.
Ben, you found it!
Damn, why'd you have me walking all over this dry, dusty-ass planet?
Ugh.
I catch my breath and get a better look at him. There's nothing in his hand.
Where's the cube?
He pulls a gun from his jacket.
It doesn't matter.
You lost the war.
Ben, what the fuck are you doing? In response, he pulls the trigger, leaving a stinging pain in my chest, unlike any other pain I felt before. I fall to my back, knocking the breath from my body. Ben stands over me.
You didn't see it coming? You followed a fake beacon.
He laughs as he walks away, leaving me paralyzed, gasping for air. The thin atmosphere of the planet robs me of what little air I'm able to keep in my lungs. I take in each breath slowly, but to avoid suffocating on my fear. The new wound in my chest electrifies my inner being, convulsing every muscle in my body, sinking with my brain. As I lay on the ground, numb to my surroundings, a voice calls to me. The sandy ground crunches as the voice approaches. I open my watery eyes.
God, are you okay?
Ben picks me up by the arm.
Oh, God.
My head spins.
Stay away from me, Ben. Stay the fuck away.
I stumble away from him.
Ow! Ow!
I can't keep balance. He rushes to stabilize me as I tremble.
What? Audie, what the hell happened?
He wipes the dirt from my back.
Are you okay? You son of a bitch! I trusted you!
I push him away.
Ow! But did you find it?
He asks innocently, as if he did nothing. I push him with a wince from the pain in my chest.
You fucking shot me! Audie, I've spent the last hour looking around this damn planet for you, and you think I'm the one who shot you? What the fuck?
He kicks the red dirt. I grab at my wound.
You did! Ow! I did. Where?
He asks, truly befuddled.
Right here!
I press on the bloody hole in my shirt, just above my left pectoral. My chest is firm and healed.
What the?
There's no wound, but instead, a healthy area of skin. I take off my shirt and look closer. It's as if I was never shot. But I know I was shot. I can still feel the bullet beneath my skin.
What the hell? What the hell? It's right here.
Ben needs the area where I believe to have been shot.
If you were shot, somehow you healed yourself nicely. Wait, I healed myself? I can do that? I'm not sure you can't. Either way, you're healed now.
He looks around.
Did you find the cube?
I stare at him. I can't tell if he's being truthful or if he's just another dupe.
I thought I had found the cube. But instead I ran into you.
Ben works the situation aloud.
Now, if I had to guess, I'd say we've been duped.
I hate this. How do I know who to trust? I don't know anymore. If he's a dupe, he would pretend to be real. I need to know.
Ben, how do I know you're not a dupe? What? Hello, I am Ben. Audio. Yo, it's me. I'll show you if you want.
He points to his behind.
Show me how.
My nerves rise as I wait his response.
Here.
He rolls his eyes and unbuckles his pants.
Here, look. What are you doing?
He turns and shows me his butt.
What the fuck?
I shield my eyes.
Look, do you see it?
He hops backward toward me.
Look! Look at my damn ass, Audie! Look at it!
What?
I peer through my fingers. There it is. A tattoo on his right butt cheek.
Why do you have...
A pair of flaming lips. I can't finish my sentence.
Well, long story short...
He pulls up his pants and laughs.
I lost a bet and had to have Ash's lips tattooed on me. But she failed to specify where, so I chose my ass.
I look to Ben. You know you don't really have to do this, right? Good. Ben smiles and looks to the artist.
Sir, I want a tattoo of this lovely lady's lips, but on fire.
Shut up. He slams a small piece of paper on the counter, the one with the cherry red lipstick imprint I made this morning before we left the apartment. You know I was just razzing you, right? The artist picks up the paper.
This isn't a cult thing or anything, right? You know a tattoo is permanent.
Ben nods.
Okay. Where you want it?
Just not on the face, please. I have to be seen with you.
Shh. I would like it on my ass.
What? Excuse me? Your ass?
Oh, you're serious?
Ben nods.
All right, well, let's do this. Follow me.
He starts toward the back of the shop, where a large black bed sits in a room full of artist renditions of Hell and Satan, mixed with the oddities of every sort. Unicorns, leprechauns, kittens, puppies, drawings that his children have done. In the corner of the room stands a large statue of a grizzly bear, smoking a blunt, of course. Wonderful. Ben, really, your butt? He drops his pants and lies face down on the table, with his butt in the air, ready for the masterpiece.
Now you can eternally kiss my ass.
What? Oh my god, seriously?
You're a big beat.
Well, that was a clever flip. Nice way to throw it back at her.
Thank you.
Ash didn't think it was so clever when it happened. Now she's all about it. Dupes don't have tattoos. The Octab knows nothing about my tattoo. That's why Ash makes me show her my ass every time I see her.
He pumps his eyebrows.
Also, she may just really like to look at my solid buns.
Well, why didn't you show me this before? That would have helped a lot.
I didn't trust you at first. Who's to say you weren't a dupe of your own?
He shrugs nonchalantly.
Well, I didn't trust you either, pal.
I pat him on the back, and we begin our trek toward the horizon to find the ship. The wound in my chest is fully healed, but I know something is still in there. I can feel it. Something sends a small current through my body. A gentle reminder every few seconds. It doesn't hurt like it initially did. So I can hold off on help for now.